That's an insult to the teaching fraternity. That's a disappointing factor. Currently, we are consulting our people. We are consulting teachers to find out whether they agree to this. The words we need to say here are the words from the teachers, that they don't want to see anything short of their total amount in their accounts. If the government wants to give them $100 on Friday, that's a non-starter. We demand our pay in full. And that's the position of professional education of Zimbabwe we have taken today.
Does this mean that you are going to embark on an industrial action?
Definitely we are. What we are appealing to teachers today is, irrespective of whatever a union a teacher belongs to, non-affiliate or affiliate to unions, we must join hands and clearly go for a demonstration, clearly go for a strike, because that's the language the employer understands. The system of going into boardrooms doesn't work. We've been going into Apex Council several times. We've been holding meetings several times with the minister, but this is not working. This is not your opinion anyway. So what is important is for teachers to understand that teachers' unions are there because of them, and it is not leadership that is about to dictate the pace for them. They must understand, comply, and go for a demonstration, go for a strike.
What are you going to do in the event that the government goes ahead and deposits the $100?
They may go ahead and do it, definitely, and it's a fact. But the only thing they're going to do is to call tools down. No teacher is supposed to attend for duty come 1 July and above. We want our man in full.